Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. For He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
There are times when we want to pray for another person, but we aren't sure what to say. Let's look at Paul's prayer in Colossians 1, verses 9 through 14, today's scripture passage. Every word fits perfectly with God's will, so those of us who are believers can present these requests with confidence, both for ourselves and for others. To be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. We need to follow God daily, and we also need discernment to distinguish His guidance. To walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects. Our life should be patterned after Jesus, the one we follow. To bear fruit in every good work. Instead of being wrapped up in our own circumstances, we should have a productive kingdom mindset. To increase in the knowledge of God. When we read His Word and apply its principles, our understanding of Him will deepen. To be strengthened with His power so we remain steadfast. The Christian life can be lived only with the Holy Spirit's power. To joyously give thanks for all God has done for us. Believers should be characterized by joy and gratitude. Imagine how effective your prayers will be when you shift the emphasis of your petitions to the Lord's desires. He will transform you and the people for whom you intercede.